From the Southwark News for the 17th of January, inquest hears emergency calls of victims inside tower, by Reena Kumar. The heartbroken father of fashion designer Catherine Hickman couldn't bear the thought of attending the inquest almost 4 years after his daughter's death. After the gruelling wait for answers into what happened that summer's day on July the 3rd, 2009, the jury in the Lakenall House super inquest heard that Catherine, who had spoken to the operator for almost an hour, lost consciousness during the 999 call. Mbet Udoeka and Raphael Servi, the partners of Helen and Diana, sat together consoling each other during the start of the inquest. The women and the children sought refuge from the lethal fire in the bathroom of flat 81, where Diana and her family lived. Catherine Hickman, who was trapped in Lakenall House in the Scow Gardens estate, Camberwell, made the emergency call at 4:21 p.m. from her 11th floor flat. She said there were flames coming out of the window and smoke coming out of the flat. The designer, who had enjoyed a glittering career in New York and London, was told by the operator to put something on the bedroom floor to stop the smoke coming in. "There's smoke coming out of the floorboard now. What shall I do?" she said. "Shall I go out?" "It's orange, orange everywhere." Jurors, who were warned that some of the evidence was very upsetting, were told that Catherine could hear banging in front of the door of the flat. "I can't open the door," she said. She told the operator that she couldn't breathe due to the thick black smoke and that she was getting really hot. During the 999 call, which lasted until she lost consciousness, the 31-year-old was heard to scream and said that something had fallen on her from the ceiling. She was again told to move. The panic-stricken woman explained that there was raging smoke outside and was told not to open the door because she did not know what was on the other side. Catherine had stopped talking and the operator could no longer hear her breathing. Jurors heard that it was faulty electrical equipment that had started the deadly fire on the ninth floor of the 14-storey block, which housed 98 masonettes. James Maxwell Scott, counsel to the inquest, told the hearing that there was smoke coming out of the floorboards on both sides of the building. "She was told to put something on her face to protect her from the smoke," he said. Diana Franceschini's husband, Raphael Servi, dialed 999 at 4:42 p.m., telling the operator that he was on his way home and that the flat that was on fire was just below his flat. He explained that his wife and children were stuck and he was 3 to 5 minutes away from their home after rushing home from work in a cab. His wife told him she could not breathe. Helen Udoeka, who had just become a new mum, also dialed 999 and told the emergency services that her and her baby were trapped. "Everywhere is choked with smoke," she said. Mr. Maxwell Scott said she was told to use a towel or blanket to stop the smoke coming in. He explained that some features of the fire were unusual, which would be exploring during the course of the investigation. Dr. Peter Mansey, a forensic fire investigator who was giving evidence, explained that it was an unusual feature that the fire had spread downwards. An image of a couple trying to attract attention to themselves from the balcony was shown to the jury. Another showed a man also on the balcony with a makeshift rope trying to escape the raging blaze.